My name is Carter DeLate. I am 16 years old. Today is Saturday, December 8th, and I'm speaking with Dr. Bose of Bose Plastic Surgery, who is my mother's employer. I am recording this interview in Hobart, Indiana. Okay, Dr. Bose, when were you born? Or where were you born?
I was born in the year of 1980 in a city named Bhimavaram in India. If you want me to, I'm happy to spell it for you.
Oh, well, that's fine. How old were you when you moved to this country?
I moved here when I just turned 15.
Can you tell us a little bit about India and the city that you lived in?
So I lived in a city named Vijayawada, which is in the southern part of India.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the climate is concerned, it tends to get pretty hot, especially in the summertime. And it's a very, very crowded city. My guess is there's probably at least 2 or 3 million people that live there in that city, if not more. And it's not even one of the largest cities in the country. It's not even close to being the most populated city in the country. So I grew up in a kind of in a city environment most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school there. For elementary school, middle school, and kind of like the freshman year of high school. And then I moved to the United States at that point.
Wow.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been big influences on your life?
Well, obviously my dad and mom have been probably the greatest influence in my life. And then my grandfather and my grandmother, my mom's parents have also been a huge influence in my life. They actually passed away as soon as I moved here to the U.S., but I did live with them quite a bit when I was a toddler and stuff, so, and I used to go to my grandparents' place for, you know, for the summers and stuff like that in India, so, you know, they've been a huge influence on me from, you know, from the time I was young.
Yep. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, there's not one moment per se, but there are a lot of moments that have kind of guided me in various directions in my life. Definitely coming to this country in and itself has been a positive move for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, so that was definitely one of the bigger changes in my life that I have experienced, and it kind of changed the trajectory of my life in general.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
Well, personally, I'm proud of my family. I'm proud that, you know, we are a close-knit family, and when I say family, that includes my wife, you know, my son, my mom, my sister, you know, my nephew, and, you know, the kind of extended family as well. I'm proud of the fact that, you know, we're close-knit, you know, we don't have any rivalries or sibling rivalries or anything like that. That's something I would like to continue, you know, moving forward. You know, professionally, I'm proud of where we are at this point. You know, personally in my career, you know, as a practice, and the fact that we are able to help people every day, you know, 24/7. So I think that's something that we're proud of as well.
Okay, and last question. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Okay, well, I don't have a teenage son, but when he grows up, I'll just tell him to be... teach him about humility, teach him about, you know, having good relationships with family and friends, and never to forget where he came from. And the most important thing is humility.
Okay.
I think if we can teach that to anybody, I think people will do just fine.
Okay, well, that was the last question. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, anytime. You're more than welcome.